Not long ago, my 10-year-old daughter gathered her allowance, dropped her coins into a see-through polka-dot plastic purse, and journeyed with me to our local farmer's market. Inside the old warehouse-turned emporium, we strolled up and down the aisles. She sniffed bars of soap and fragrant candles, poked bags of cheese bread, and gazed at almond croissants. But it was a large butternut squash that finally caught her eye. She smiled and pointed at the unusual treasure. The farmer behind the counter called out a price, and I watched from a distance as she dug into her little plastic purse, pulling out a quarter here, a dime there. As she calculated the numbers, her smile faded. She was 50 cents shy of the total. "Oh, you go ahead and take it anyway," he told her. "It's a little bit old, really." She paused, uncertain. I stepped into view and offered a dollar to the farmer, but he stood his ground. He wanted to sell the squash to my daughter for the price she could afford. He said it was a fair exchange. We thanked him repeatedly, and my daughter took the big pear-shaped vegetable in her arms like it was a baby doll. It was not the first time one of the market's farmers had put kindness before cash. Shop there long enough and someone is bound to say, "Oh, take two, they're small," or, "This one's a little bruised, I'll throw it in for free." These aren't blue light specials or super saver sales. They're gifts from people who never tire of the magic that springs from the earth. In a year of Saturdays, I've been invited to marvel at the shape of a carrot, to behold the size of a potato, to delight in the beauty of a snapdragon. In a nation of box stores and billionaire wannabes, a nation where excess is master, the men and women who labor in the soil offer a glimpse of something different. It's a commerce measured not only by what they gain, but also by what they give. John Greenleaf Whittier put it best in his poem, Song of Harvest. "Give fools their gold and knaves their power. Let fortune's bubbles rise and fall. Who sows a field or trains a flower or plants a tree is more than all."